This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now, it's been a while. It has been a minute. I mean, the last time I really spoke to him for any length of time was in passing at a party at SHOT Show. And, well, he's just, let's just say he's been sort of busy because he's always busy. From deep in the heart of Texas, it is Mr. Coleo Noir. Good afternoon, sir.
How's it going, Bill? I got to say, as a monumental Lincoln Park fan, I'm always, always happy to hear your intro.
Well, I appreciate that. When you were on NRA TV, I always thought that that was the only real spot of NRA TV that actually had somebody that knew what they were doing when it came to presenting. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the British term. He's a presenter. And you were actually, you would deal with a couple of guys, and I mean, they would be so wooden coming back. So the personality you bring to it is very entertaining, and it is a breath of fresh air, without a doubt.
Well, I appreciate that.
But I got a question for you. First of all, who made that range that you shoot on in your YouTube videos with all of those dead tires?
Well, it's a good friend of mine. He goes by the name of Glenn out here in Dallas, Texas. Actually, more to be specific, it's Dallas, Texas. And he's had it for quite some time. When I moved to Dallas initially, my first order of business was I need to find a gun range. And what I ended up doing is that was actually one of the first ranges that pulled up that were near me. And it's a semi-private range in that you kind of have to get the okay before you can actually start shooting there. But I went there and we kind of struck up a relationship and been shooting there ever since.
That's a great range. I love that range. I would like to sit there and take a moment and try to guess how many tires are there. I can only imagine. Anyway.
Those tires are a gift and a curse, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about that is when you do these, like, shooting strolls where you get out there and you're shooting, as you're talking about the gun, you're shooting and everything, and you're shooting left, shooting right, shooting down range and everything else. It's a nice, big, spacious range that you get to mess with.
Very much so.
Which brings up the next question, because I get into a lot of trouble about this shooting a bunch of different guns. No two guns seem to have the same grip angle to me.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get out there and shoot as many guns as you do and still maintain your accuracy with a gun?
That's actually a really good question. The responsible answer would be I do a lot of dry fire, but that would be a lie. kind of like in the movie industry when you see these guys book up for their roles, and all of a sudden they put on 20 pounds of muscle in 3 months, and they're like, "Oh, chicken, broccoli, and rice." You know, that's the responsible answer. But in reality, I think a lot of it really just boils down to, I just kind of developed a knack for finding consistency in a different type of guns that I shoot.
Right.
And I also take pride in feeling comfortable with different platforms and different handguns that I actually do shoot. Cause I wanted to be a Bo Jackson of the gun world. I wanted to be able to put any gun in my hand, I can shoot it decently.
Yeah.
And so that I kind of pride myself on that. So I think that might play a part in it as well. But at the same time, what I try to do is if I'm going out and I'm filming a gun, I'm doing a gun review, I will usually take the guns that I'm carrying consistently. And at the end of filming, I'll try to do some drills just to keep the reps up. And so that I kind of maintain that consistency with those guns. But then the irony behind that is inevitably I end up swapping those guns out too, because I'm testing out how different guns carry. So inevitably I'm going to be utilizing a different gun. And it's funny you bring that up, because one of the things that I've developed is, I've been carrying the Staccato CS off and on for a little bit. And in my training with it, I've developed a muscle memory to sweep off the safety. And when I recently went back to a gun that didn't have a safety, I noticed I was still sweeping to drop the safety on a gun that didn't have a safety.
Right.
You know, and so a part of me said, you know, I kind of want to keep and maintain that, because I do carry a 1911 style firearm from time to time. So in the event that I have to find myself in a situation where I need to defend myself with a firearm, I'd rather err on the side of losing that fraction of a second by sweeping the safety off, versus forgetting that there is a safety and not sweeping it off, because I kind of somehow managed to remove that from my muscle memory.
Well, I mean, I can see where that might be a thing. For me, I when I was in the military, I was an M60 gun, and then I actually got a secondary weapon in the 80s. Back in the 80s, we didn't have secondaries, we didn't have plate carriers, and we did not have optics. So we had great eyes, we were very fast, and I was one of the few that got to carry a secondary. And it was a 1911 that was probably saw service during World War II. It sounded like a castanet if you shook it. And so I got very used to that, being on safe, off safe, on safe, off safe. I mean, that's the military life. Even the guns that adapt now have to have a safety, just like the P320, they had to put a safety on it. So
yeah,
I don't think that's a bad tendency to have. Do the grip angles not mess with you any?
You know, they don't mess with me, but I notice them. I notice the difference. So there's some guns that point a lot naturally for me. And I don't really notice them, honestly, until I start training instinctive shooting. So if I'm training to find my sight, I'm not really running. The grip angle is not really that noticeable to me. However, when it comes to more instinctive shooting, where I'm just point shooting at a certain distance, that's when I notice it.
Right.
And then that's when you start getting into this weird dynamic of what does your body mechanics do with the firearm based on how that grip angle fits in your hand. Sometimes it's higher, sometimes it's lower. There are certain guns that just fit natural for me. Like, for instance, one of those guns, for whatever reason, the P365 and the P365 Macro are guns that I shoot intuitively very well. I shoot the kind of CS very well, too, but there's something about the way that those two guns sit in my hand that even if I'm not looking for my front sight and I'm just instinctively punching out and shooting, I can do it with relative ease and proficiency.
I like that explanation. We're coming up on the first break. I've got a really surprising question for you when we get back. But Mr. Colleone Noir, his website is Mr. Colleone Noir. That's spelled with one L, C-O-L-I-O-N, Noir, N-O-I-R. And there you will see the kind of stuff he's talking about, the kind of stuff he's doing. And if you need some of his swag, he's got swag. He's got a variety of things, but he also has a YouTube channel that, for those of you looking at a gun, his gun reviews are without peer. Without peer. There's nobody does, there may be some that do as good a gun review as he does, but there's nobody that does a better one. So that's why you go to that to that channel, Mr. Colleone Noir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. Knights Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Mr. Colleo Noir, not just a YouTuber, but also a commentator, also a TV star of the past and all this other stuff. But I have a rather off-the-cuff question for you, sir.
Yeah.
So, do any of the hats that you sell at your store, do any of them fit on Zeke Stout's big head? Because if they do, that means it would fit on my head.
Some of them do, actually. You do have snapbacks, so you can kind of adjust that size to make them as big as you need to.
The flex fits won't fit on Mr.
I think
the large extra large would probably fit my big gourd head.
I mean, I wear a large extra large, but I have a lot more hair on my head.
Yeah, see, that's the reason I shave my head, just so I can wear a ball cap.
Does make a noticeable difference, I'm telling you, because I didn't always wear my hair this thick.
And I mean, Zeke, you know, Zeke's all Grizzly Adams out right now. Does Grizzly Adams mean anything to you? Do you see that when you were a kid?
I don't know.
You ought to check it out. You'll laugh. If you go look up Grizzly Adams after we're done, you will laugh. Now, interestingly enough, you have made a couple of observations out there on your main page. You're very good at pointing out irony. And so here lately, California, for people like me and you, has been quite the fertile ground, because they've got everything in place that everybody says they want, and they still have rampage killings going on.
Yep.
Now, what kind of questions do you have to field on that from your followers?
Well, I mean, for me, the biggest thing is when I do my videos, I'm talking to my followers, but I look at it more as me empowering them with information and empowering them with perspective that they otherwise may not see. And then they can go then take that information, and when they're having conversations with the people who are in the middle, who are trying to make up their decision on where they stand on the Second Amendment, they can provide that perspective. And so people who aren't really following the debate as closely as, say, you and I, or even people that follow me, the irony is lost on them because they're not following it close enough to see the irony. You know, it's like I got a lot of people who are like, oh, well, why are we trying to pass an assault weapon ban if we already have one? And they literally don't understand that the assault weapon ban in California is state level, not federal. So it's the little things like that, that you kind of have to get people who are kind of in the middle to kind of understand these little idiosyncrasies that come with this debate. Especially when it comes to the irony, because when you kind of paint it out for them and you put it in front of their face, it starts to click. You know, this idea that we need a passive assault weapons ban to save lives, which in California has them, and that's not doing anything for them. Or as recent, you know, the whole idea of, well, there's a border issue in America, but that border issue is between states, because states with least restrictive gun control are causing states with more strict gun control to have more gun violence. And it's like, wait, what? But if the gun control works, why is it not working in your state? And then they'll say, well, because the guns are coming from across the border. But I'm like, well, that's already illegal. You can't do that. So clearly the laws aren't working. And so inevitably what you can end up doing is you walk them down that path, and then you get people in the middle to realize the goal is to get rid of guns. It isn't about common sense. It isn't about trying to be reasonable. It's to get rid of guns, because if their idea is, well, we want our laws to be pervasive throughout the country, well, then how many gun deaths are you okay with? Are you okay with one? Are you okay with two? Because the first thing they'll say, well, we know this won't get rid of all of them, but at least we can decrease it. But then I asked, I was like, okay, so then what number of deaths are you okay with? And then that's when you start to realize, well, no, this will never end. The ultimate goal is to get rid of firearms, because once we've established, okay, well, now we have these laws on a federal level, and we still have these issues with firearm deaths. Now what? Well, they're going to want to do more. At no point are they going to stop and say, okay, it's enough. We're fine. Remember, we said we wanted to be reasonable, so this is where we're going to stop. No, they understand that we have very short-term memories, and that they know that they can pick away gradually at our rights, and we'll forget the last ingress on our rights over a short period of time, and then they can sell us the new make-believe fix-it-all pill, which inevitably results in us losing even further rights after that. So once you kind of start walking them down that road and they start to see it for what it is, that's when you see the light switch flip on. And that irony starts to ring really loudly.
Well, that's kind of my approach. My approach is I refer to it as the template. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but for some reason, the progressive left, in addition to wanting to get rid of guns, they want to get rid of fossil fuel. So recently, while they haven't come right out and tried to ban fossil fuel, they have decided to ban gas stoves. And I looked at that and I was like, why would you go after gas stoves? That just didn't make any sense because natural gas is what actually lowered our carbon footprint. We have gone down lower. We're one third of what China is. On metric tons. And I started looking at that, and everything that they want us to do always either makes us helpless or takes us back to the butter churn days or all these other things, which they do not intend to give up at any particular time.
Absolutely not.
But, I mean, my only question to all of those while we're talking about irony, if these laws actually work that they keep advocating, how come if they actually work, they never work? You know, Chicago's got them. You know, Chicago's got them, Chi-Town. There's a new statistic out. I don't know if you saw this or not, but right now, if crime continues the way it is today, at the current rate that it is today, we as human beings in the United States will now stand a 1 in 179 chance of being murdered in our lifetime. But I think that's probably that's going to probably vary geographically. Like, it's not going to – I wouldn't think that you or I have a 1 in 179 chance. And I would think in the inner city of Chicago, a bunch of young black guys probably have a 1 in 20 chance or 1 in 10 chance. So I don't know exactly how that plays. But, I mean, crime's out of control, absolutely out of control. We're coming up on the next break, and – we're going to talk individual pistols with Coleon because he has shot a few that I myself am quite enamored of, and I want to get his opinions on those and all this other stuff. His website is MrColeonNoir.com, and he has a blog. The blog is very good. It's well worth the price of admission. He points out things like I did not know, for example, that in response to the Lunar New Year rampage that the L.A. Rams decided to promote gun control. All these little virtue signals that you see.
I wasn't aware of that either.
All that stuff anyway. But you can find out about that and get the details there, and you can also get into that pew-pew life as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The Biden administration will be represented at Tyre Nichols' funeral tomorrow. Vice President Kamala Harris will attend. Nichols beaten to death earlier this month by Memphis police officers. No one was injured when an armed man entered a Target store in Omaha, Nebraska today and opened fire.
The suspect is a white male. I'm going to estimate that he's in his 30s. He had a AR-15 rifle with him and plenty of ammunition. There's evidence to suggest with shell casings that he entered the Target and was firing rounds.
Omaha police spokesman Todd Schermider says police shot and killed the suspect. Meanwhile, police investigating a shooting at a Dollar Tree near Boston where two people were injured. Actor Alec Baldwin being formally charged with involuntary manslaughter in the deadly 2021 shooting on the film set of Rust in New Mexico. The cinematographer was shot and killed when Baldwin fired a prop gun that was loaded with a real bullet. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Mr. Coleon Noir. His thing is a pew-pew life. He says it represents a people who take the symbolic and literal representation of gun ownership very seriously. And it's actually quite the declaration to get out there and be a gun carrier in the first place. But Mr. Coleon does that with a sense of style. Called him the other day. I said, man, your car phone sounds really good. What kind of car are you in now? He goes, Porsche. Yeah. So, what is your carry gun right now?
So, I'm actually rotating currently, as I normally do. Yeah. And a lot of it is really honestly dependent on what I'm wearing, and also what gun I'm testing out at the time. I'm as of late, I've been carrying the Connor CF, the Springfield Hellcat Pro, and the 6-hour P365 Macro.
Right.
Those have kind of been my kind of go-tos as far as just kind of general rotation. I will say, I mean, between the Staccato and like the Springfield and the SIG, you know, two totally different platforms. And, you know, like as I was mentioning earlier, having to maintain that consistency, between the platforms as best I can. But for the most part, those are the kind of three main guns that I've been running. And then, you know, I do have, you know, I find reasons for all of my guns. You know, I have a mailbox gun, you know, my little Ruger LCP that I just throw in my pocket when I pull out the mailbox really quickly. Right. You know, things like that. So for me, that's kind of how my current kind of rotation looks like currently. And, you know, it's bound to change once I start kind of testing out different firearms and so forth.
You dragged one that made me go take a look at it because I've always been underwhelmed by them. And this was when you were in your FN 509s when you were trying those.
Yeah.
And, you know, in terms of, I don't know, it's not exactly the, you know, you look at the FN 509, you're like, wow, that looks like a great gun. It's underwhelming in its, you know, its appearance and everything. But then when you actually shoot it, I found it to be quite a nice gun. And it seemed like you were carrying that one yourself for a minute.
So the 509 was a gun that I was carrying as my do-everything travel gun.
Right.
And so, especially the 509C tactical. And I was kidding, that was kind of like, whenever I'm traveling, I would bring that gun, largely because it fit so many roles. You know, I could run, if I needed to, I could run an extended mag with 22 rounds in it, put a suppressor on it, put a light on it, boom, look at your hotel, there's my hotel that's like that. If I need to rip and run, have something to carry, boom, I could take that gun, put it in the holster, put a 15-round magazine in it, call it a day, and use it as my concealed carry gun. If I wanted to run it in a backpack, I could run it in a bag, because I do tend to opt out of carry as well. So it was a gun that for me, I was entertaining because it was something that allowed me to carry it in pretty much every situation that I needed to. Now, was it ideal in every single one of those situations? No, but it was a great, great all-arounder from my perspective. And so that's why I was running that as my kind of like my do-everything gun when I travel. And, you know, definitely. And then also if I found myself in a particular state where they had a magazine capacity limitation of, say, 10 rounds, I can run magazines for it as well.
Right.
So that's why that was kind of like my travel gun in that regard.
What about Gucci Glocks? Do you like Gucci Glocks?
I love them. I love them. I actually put up a post last week. I put up a tweet not too long ago, and I said, stop Gucci gun hate or Gucci gun shaming. I love taking a base platform and seeing your creativity and what people can do with them. I've always been a fan of that. I know for some people, it's like, why? It's a tool. And I understand that. But at the same time, you know, I got into firearms from a recreational standpoint. And as a result, you know, and I'm one who's driven by aesthetic. I love aesthetic. I love beauty.
Yes.
And so you can make take a plain Jane gun and make it something beautiful. I'm there. I'm all for it, especially if it also has massive function. So, you know, I'm never going to err on the side of taking beauty over function, but if you can give me my function with some beauty, I'm here for it all day long.
I just like the way they straighten the frame out. I like what they – is there a particular Gucci Glock you are partial to? There's so many of them.
There are tons. And what I'm about to say is not really fair because they don't even consider this a Glock, and they're actually saying it's a whole different, it's its own gun in and of itself. But there's so many similarities in it. Yeah, there's so many similarities to it. It's kind of like, well, it's the same, but let's just be real here. This is a Gucci Glock, but it's the ZV09. Like, from a Gucci Glock standpoint, I love what they've done with those. Even though technically it's supposed to be its own gun. It's not a Glock that they Gucci-fied.
Right.
You know, they have its own chassis system and so forth and so on, but it's by and large based around a Glock. And so I love those DL9s.
Well, I know now you've had some, you've tried some Agency Arms guns, right?
Yes, I have. And
I guess Boresight puts one out. I've actually got into, I'm in a sponsorship thing now with Taring Tactical, so I've got some John Wick guns coming my way, so.
I have a few Terrence guns as well. None of the recent ones though. You know, one thing about Terrence is he does a good job of stepping it up every single time. Every time he does a release, things get better and better.
Yeah, I would imagine he does a couple of things that surprise me. I've got one of his guns here. He actually came on the show one day, and he inadvertently said some bad words. And we had to do some remedial action to snatch those off, but we did get them snatched off. That was good. But then he built me a gun, and it was a Gen 5 Glock 45, which, I mean, I can shoot it like nobody's business. But the first thing I noticed about it was it has a Gen 3 spring adapted into it, and that gun would get back into battery faster than a stock Gen 5 Glock 19 would. I measured it in time, and took stop motion photographs of it and everything. I looked at that and I said, this is just getting back in battery just that much faster. It was capable of much better shooting than I am capable of running out of it, though. And I don't mind. Gotcha. I don't mind being in that particular prediction. That just means I've got room to move.
Yeah, no, I'm you know me. I love a fast running gun.
Oh yes, so yes.
Faster the better.
Yes, yes. Let's see. We got about a minute. What do you think? I'm going to tell you the biggest disappointing gun for me, and I want to. I'm sure you've tested it. When I got a hold of the Walther PDP the first time, I had the full size one. I had never felt a grip that felt that good.
Oh yeah, no, that I don't know about you. I love the Walther PDP.
Okay. about to come up on the break. When we get back from the break, I will tell you what the problem was with it. But, I mean, as far as ergonomics, there is no gun that is any better than that one that I'm aware of. I haven't messed with a new Smith & Wesson here lately, but, you know, there's always tomorrow. I might do that just any old day. Who can tell? Coming up on the break, Mr. Colleone Noir, the website is Mr. Colleone Noir, exactly like it sounds, Colleone Noir. .com. There you can get into the blog. You can check all of his social media out. His Instagram, his YouTube channel. YouTube channel is worth the price of admission. You'll find out everything you need to know about him. It's a full package. You get a little commentary. You get some reviews. I mean, the reviews are done very cinematically, which that's not something I would normally append to a cinematic. Or to a gun review video, but his are cinematic. They're fun to watch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Coleon Noir, we're talking guns right now. And let me set this up with the PDP just so you understand what the problem was. This was the stupidity that I am sometimes. So I'm out here filming these guns, and instead of going out there and filming three different shooting occasions, I take three guns with me to film to save time. Right? Because I have a friend who has a semi-private range myself, so I can go out there. So it has to be when he's available. And I take out the Walther PDP, but I also take out a Joe Chambers 1 of 10 2011, 2019 type gun. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Chambers Custom?
I'm not.
Chambers Custom, the guy that is the lead gunsmith at Staccato, he and Joe trained under Marvel. And where Staccato has figured out how to make really decent guns that are all in a certain tolerance level.
Yeah.
Every one of Joe's guns are mathematically identical on the inside. If you get in there and start measuring, that kind of fit. And, I mean, when you pull the trigger on one of those things, you're aware of a slight movement of impulse. And the barrel fit to... barrel fit to slide is, I mean, it's just uncommonly accurate. You can draw a face with one of those things. So I took one of those out, and it's compensated too. I take one of those out, an FN 509 and the PDP. And, of course, the 509 and the PDP, they both felt snappy compared to that gun, which I attribute that completely to what I did and the way I did it. So I would like to know what your impressions of the PDP are, because you actually probably did a much better review in a better way than I did.
Honestly, if you were to put a PDP, full-size PDP in a Glock 17 in front of me, I'd take the PDP all day long. And largely, that's by and large, one that you mentioned was the ergonomics. The ergonomics sounds kind of fantastic. Simply stunning. And it's very natural, because sometimes gun companies can kind of be a little contrived when it comes to their ergonomic system. Whereas with the PDP, it just fits so naturally in your hand. And then you have the trigger. The trigger is just so smooth and a beautiful take-up. I like my triggers, I like a really smooth take-up with a definitive wall and a definitive break. I'm very easy in that regard, but sometimes companies tend to mess it up still. But the PDP does all of those things. And so, and I noticed that I run the gun or run and shoot the gun very well. Sometimes there's a certain gun that I shoot better than others, and I couldn't even really tell you why. And then you can make the argument that a lot of people probably have to do with the fact that it is so ergonomic in my hand. So for me, that's why I adore the PPP. I absolutely adore it.
Is it just too big to be your carry gun? I mean, you seem to like these.
Absolutely.
The new size of gun, they figured out. I'm not a big P365 fan, right? The standard P365, when I used to smoke cigars, I had lighters that were bigger than that. It's just hard for me to grip. The macro, I haven't tried.
I have hobbit hands.
Say again?
I have hobbit hands.
Hobbit hands.
Hands, yeah. So I have these hands. I have big palms and short fingers. So that's why those type of guns tend to work for me. And at the same time, because I have big palms, bigger guns also work for me as well.
Right.
I'm in that weird space where I rarely find a gun that just does not work with my hand.
That's a nice problem to have.
I
haven't tried the macro yet. I did try this. Now, 320 was the way I wanted to go, P320.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a thing happen, and now I'm paying for that thing, too. So what I liked about the P320 was how modular it was, because I like a custom gun that I sort of dial in for myself.
Yeah.
So I got an M18, put optic on it. Then I got an Icarus Precision lower to put on it, which is it's the same grip angle as the Staccato.
Mm.
Now I've got the P320. I've got this. I'm not really one of those that sits there and says, you know, the P320 shoots itself. I haven't seen that yet. there may be something to that, but I don't know. But then the first time I take the gun to the range, I pull the trigger back, and it just froze there in the back position. And I messed with it for a while, and then I finally figured out I could push it forward. It was just catching behind there. Pulled it out of the Icarus Precision thing. It was not catching. It was not rubbing. The lower was not the issue. Found out that that is a known issue with SIG in the FCU with the trigger. Everybody was telling me that it was the spring or the this or the that. And then I turned around and sold every P320 I had. And here's the problem, and I know you probably haven't seen it, but I made a video a long time ago, no more Glocks for me. And now I'm carrying a Glock 19X. So
Now, in all fairness, I love the Glock 19X.
Yeah,
it is my favorite Glock.
I like that form factor. I like the shorter barrel with the full grip. I think that's a pretty smart idea. I know people that want the longer barrel with the shorter grip, and I'm like, why?
I don't understand that at all, but it's as well.
Now, going forward, we got this thing. I'm sure that you have a bunch of pistol-braced AR-type thingies. Are you going to wait to see what they do? Have you already made the moves? I'm thinking Form 1. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the funny thing is, I've always been an SBR guy. I love my SBRs. And I love braces. I love those stuff. I love the fact that they can get me close enough to the form factor of an SBR without having to go through the Form 1.
Right.
So I've done a ton of Form 1s prior to this ruling anyway. So a lot of the platforms that I had braces on, no longer had them on anyway. I still have a few here and there. I don't think this will stand the test of the court system, personally. So in order to not incriminate myself, let's just say I don't think it'll hold water.
So you're just going to stand pat. See, I'm thinking about that.
Say it again.
I think in that 120-day window that they're out there, and I don't even know if they published it yet, but in that 120 days, my first thought was I'll just fill out the Form 1.
Mm-hmm.
But then my other thought was, well, you know, I don't think it. I think in that 120 days, as fast as they're getting things in front of the Supreme Court, it will be gotten in front of the Supreme Court, and then it'll be TRO'd or just kicked back or whatever. Yeah. And there's already stuff out there. I mean, the EPA had a similar ruling against them about they can't put certain things out of business. So, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got a 300 Blackout that Spikes Tactical built for me that I love. And that would be one that I have to do something to. And I do not intend to get rid of it. So, anyway.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Now, SHOT Show, besides the basketball game, which the next time I come to SHOT Show, I want to know what the basketball game is. I don't want to play, though. I will be an athletic supporter. Maybe I could throw towels and water at you guys or something. I'm not going to play, no, but I do want to know about it just because that sounds like a lot of fun. But SHOT Show, did you have a good time there?
I did. SHOT Show had a very different energy, especially compared to the energy between SHOT Show during the pandemic and then immediately after it were very different. Of course, the pandemic SHOT Show was a lot slower, but this one seemed a little bit soft as well, but it was relaxing. It was a different type of energy that I rather enjoyed. There wasn't that typical franticness, that frantic energy that you normally got with SHOT Show. I felt like it was definitely a lot more productive in that regard.
Did you get to go to any parties in the desert?
No, I didn't. I normally don't party at SHOT Show at all.
I'm talking about the party I ran into you at, where it was just a big excuse to shoot guns and be in one spot.
Oh, that one. Oh, gotcha. No, I didn't do that this time around. I honestly hadn't been to the range they had shot since the last two that I've gone to.
Yeah.
Right. I usually get into like my flight lands at a time period where I can't get to it in time. So.
Anyway, we're about to run out of time. I have been trying to get Coley on back on the show for a long time because I've always been entertained by him, and at the same time, I learned something while I'm having a good time doing it, and it's always good to talk to him. I feel confident that when I get tired of doing this, that people like him will continue the fight, and in the end, it will be a win. Thank you for joining me today.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
MrColeyOnTheWar.com. Go check out the blog. Go get into the Pew Pew Life. And just remember that the baseball hats will fit my big keg heads. Everything else below that, it will work. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.